Well, I have one opinion specifically about Asian food. I think Chinese food is overrated. Vietnamese food is underrated. I just went to the store, well, to a Vietnamese pho. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but pho golden Saigon, I think. Really classic Asian place. You know, you look down to the kitchen and it does not look very, very health code okay. But it's cheap. When I open my, well, I ordered a sandwich which has the exact amount of jalapeno. It has celery. It has some cilantro. It has sliced carrots. It has beef. But the beef has this distinctive flavor that Chinese food doesn't have. And then it's just wrapped in a nice white bun. The other thing is noodles. It looks way healthier than the regular or classic Chinese noodles with beef or chicken or pork. This one has roasted pork on top. As again, it has more vegetables or fresh vegetables than Chinese food, which is all cooked in a fry pan. This one has some cucumbers on the side, some celery and cilantro. It has sesame seeds on top, and the pork looks really like, it doesn't look greasy. The noodles doesn't look greasy at all either. So it's a perfect combination of, if you are on a diet and this is not even a cheat meal. I don't even think it's a cheat meal because I don't feel guilty about eating this. Normally, I will stop for a cheating meal at IHOP or In-N-Out or some other place that I know at the end I will get sleepy, I will get tired. This food, it has the perfect balance of vegetables, raw vegetables, and not that much oily stuff like Chinese food. So my point is this. Vietnamese food is so underrated. It's so under the radar. Like, it's hardly a choice for, let's say, other people that are not Asian, like Latino or African American or, you know, white people. I think that those places need to be or have more exposure than the regular Chinese parlor or Chinese joint where you go and you get your greasy stuff and your duck and things like that. I believe that from now on forward, I will choose more Vietnamese food than Chinese food just by the fact that I bought something that it looks 10 times healthier than regular Chinese food. With Chinese food, I know for a fact it has so much calories. This thing looks so healthy. It's so healthy. So that is my point for today. My point is, this is a balance between diet and not really a cheat meal, but it's something that I want to enjoy right now. But I will consider it a cheat meal. And at the end of the day, I didn't spend not even $20 on this, which is like even perfect when you're on a diet. All of the healthy food that you buy, it's so pricey and it costs so much money and time to get it. In this case, I stopped by where there were all the Chinese places are, and I found this Vietnamese place. And you know, there was regular people walking by, but no one went in. When I got in, I have no regrets. This is probably the best cheat meal I ever had in my probably year doing diet, and it's not working because I end up on cheat meals that are like so high on fat. Anyway, talk to you later, guys. This is gonna be a continuous struggle to get lean feet and burn all the fat, but I found an ally in cheat meals, which is Vietnamese food. All right, see you next time.